This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. And if you want to win tickets to Saturday's basketball game, give us a call at 353-5000, area code 517-353-5000. Register for your chance to win tickets to the Michigan State-Nebraska game coming up on Saturday. Once again, 353-5000. Right now, though, we're going to talk about the Outdoor Rummer program with Tom Hugler. And Tom, glad to have you with us today. And we haven't seen each other in a while, but it's good to have you in the studio.
It's good to be back, Earl. I'm thinking 2 years, maybe 3 years. Yes. And you've changed office, and your studio looks a little different, too.
That's changed a little bit, too. So, yeah, we're trying to, get even more modern here.
Well, the microphone sounds good, and it's nice to be back here, Earl.
Yes. Now, what does the Outdoorama entail this year?
Outdoorama is the state's biggest show for hunters, fishermen, and conservationists. It started in 1974 at the old fairgrounds in Royal Oak. The Michigan United Conservation Clubs was the original owner and sponsor of the show, and now they still have a huge presence in the show, Earl, but it's run by Showspan in Grand Rapids. And this year it's in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace on Grand River Avenue. It is the state's best-known show for the outdoors. So anyone that is into nature, and this includes silent sports too, camping, canoeing, hiking, mushroom picking, berry picking, bird watching, wildlife photography. But the show, its roots were for hunting and fishing and teaching the conservation ethic and educating people as to the need for clean water and taking care of our natural resources.
Now, I understand there are a lot of nonprofit organizations in this year's show. How are the nonprofits involved?
Yeah, there are more than 40 clubs, organizations. Many of these are MUCC affiliate clubs. There are also state agencies, and even the federal government is in there. The U.S. Forest Service will have a booth along with the customs folks. Tourism people are involved. And these are these clubs that are in the show, like the Michigan Hawking Club, for example. They're an MUCC affiliate. They will have a booth, and their whole purpose for the show is to educate people about hawks and owls, particularly hawks. It's a hawking club, falconry, if you will. And you'll see live birds and animals there. And, you know, it's really cool. And, so there's a lot of things like that in the show. Conservation organizations, folks like the Michigan Bass Busters, and they run the trout pond for kids. You know, for a couple of bucks, the kids can fish, and then that money goes to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or whatever. It's all donated to charity. It is a for-profit show, but there's a huge nonprofit component to it.
You know, that's very good. And a lot of the nonprofits, they like you say, they're just affiliated with, partially affiliated with some of the differences in Michigan, some of the different organizations in Michigan.
Well, the MUCC has about 40,000 members, and I don't know the exact number of clubs. At one time, there was almost 300 affiliated clubs in Michigan. These are groups like Multi Lakes Conservation Organization. I mentioned the Michigan Hawking Club. Metro West Steelheaders would be another one. The Lansing Steelheaders, I used to belong. I believe they still do. Various chapters of Pheasants Forever. Whitetails Unlimited, Ducks Unlimited, Rough Grouse Society, all these conservation organizations that want to do good things for wildlife, take care of habitat and educate people as to the need for conserving our natural resources. That's why MUCC is still at the center of this show. They'll have a huge booth there staffed with their people. Patrons to the show can, re-up their membership or take out a new membership. Ask questions of MUCC. There's so much going on with conservation in this state right now, and MUCC is at the forefront of most of it. We're talking about a recent Supreme Court decision to overturn a lower court hearing or a lower court judgment that was going to let snowmobilers and hunters not be able to participate in a certain part of the Huron Manistee National Forest. And a recent ruling, again spearheaded by MUCC, has protected the public's right to use those resources, many of which were bought with $100. So they're involved with that. The new Michigan Youth Mentor Hunting Program, which will allow children of any age that pass hunter safety certification the right to hunt in Michigan as long as they're with a responsible adult, is another legislation that I believe it goes into effect March 1st. And that's MUCC. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have these programs. We wouldn't be taking care of our environment as well as we're doing.
Yes, between fishing and hunting, I see there's a stronger emphasis on those programs than over the years. I know before when we had you on, we just talked about the fishing and hunting end, but now we're seeing more of the conservation end.
Well, we really are, Earl. You know, this state has 1.4 million licensed fishermen, 750,000 licensed hunters, and more than 2.4 million wildlife watchers. And for these folks, MUCC is the go-to conservation organization that protects all of their rights and takes care of the environment. So, you know, that's why this show started almost 40 years ago. This is year number 39. And without MUCC, I think we'd, you know, this state would be hurting. We have a wonderful national reputation as having pristine natural resources. The whole Pure Michigan ad campaign is based on that. And we're just very fortunate to have it here. But to keep it, we need a group like MUCC.
And are we seeing more teaching going on with young people as far as teaching them about hunting and teaching them about fishing and how to go about it properly?
Yes, very, very much so. In fact, Earl, there's a show next month in Grand Rapids, the Ultimate Sports Show, and there will be an ORV class taught there by the DNR, but the Kent County Sheriff's Deputy Marine Division will teach that class. And at Outdoorama, which opens tomorrow and runs through Sunday in Novi, there is a hunter safety certification course on Saturday from noon to 5. It's free. And any child that wants to take it can do it. They have to go online first to www.michigan.gov, click on DNR, Hunter Safety Course, and there's a preliminary form I think they have to fill out, and then they can go to the class for free. In fact, when the class is over at 5 o'clock Saturday, they can get in the show for free. There'll be no charge. That's kind of a neat incentive.
And you can give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870 and to discuss the Outdoorama program coming up February 23rd through 26th in Novi. Once again, 353-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870 or send us an email, sportstalk@wkar.org. So it's just stay in touch with us either way. If you have a question or a comment for Tom Hugger, just give us a call or send us an email right here at WKAR. Now, Tom, we've talked primarily in the past about hunting and fishing. What about outdoor gear? Is there more outdoor gear or different outdoor gear being made for hunters and such to use at this time? And maybe it's more reflective so you can be well seen?
Well, yeah, there's constant turnover of products, Earl, and you see all that new stuff down there, new camo patterns. The big thing in the last two or three years has been the initiation of the crossbow. Crossbows are now legal to use in Michigan. You'll see a huge display of crossbows down there, and there are people that'll teach you how to shoot them. Earlier you talked about education of kids, and the Howell Nature Center, a nonprofit, in Livingston County that takes in injured and sick native Michigan wildlife, you know, hawks, owls, mammals, reptiles. They handle over 2,300 animals a year. They're bringing several species to the show. It's part of the Wildlife Encounters program. And kids of all ages can get up close and personal and see what these animals and birds look like. There are naturalists on staff that will explain what they eat, their habits and habitat. So that's a real educational thing. And if kids want to learn marksmanship, I mean, I'm thinking right now here on the MSU campus, the beautiful new Demmer Shooting Center. I was over there a week ago for a meeting, and that place is state-of-the-art, one of the nicest in the country. And so there's a lot of kids getting excited and interested about shooting bows and shooting rifles. And at Outdoorama, there's a pellet shooting range, and there are certified instructors that will teach kids safety and teach them marksmanship. So these things, again, are the price for this show is $4 for kids 6 to 14. 5 and under get in free. Adults are $10. And some of these events going on, there is a nominal fee, but the proceeds, again, go to the nonprofits or to charitable causes.
Now, for an old geezer like myself, what are you going to show me? Now, I might need a few tips on fishing. So how can you help an old geezer like me out or some of the other older listeners?
Well, we got a lot of seminars at the show, Earl, and they're all free with admission, too. There's over 50 seminars. Outdoorama.com has the complete schedule. Depends on what you want to fish for. You want to fish for walleyes? We've got the experts. Lance Valentine out of Flint, Mark Martin out of Muskegon, Mark Romanek. These are all guys that really know how to catch walleyes. You want muskies? We've got Don Miller, Mike Petiglio. They're doing seminars on muskies. We've got, perch fishing. There's bass fishing, some excellent seminars by the National Bass Anglers Association of America. Just a ton of stuff. And the one seminar that I like to go to, and this sounds kind of crazy, but it's mushrooms. Hey, have you ever eaten morel mushrooms?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, you don't know what you missed. I mean, those things are $40 a pound and or more. And they grow all over Michigan. You have to know where to find them in the spring. There's two kinds. Black morels usually come out in April, white morels in May. They're absolutely delicious. You have to know what you're picking, of course. And we're doing daily seminars at Outdoorama by a lady named Teresa Maybrier. She's the nation's foremost expert on morel mushrooms. She's coming in here from Missouri and teaching us where to go and how to pick, because there's a conservation responsible way to pick morel mushrooms. A lot of people just pick them and throw them in a plastic bag. You don't want to do that. You want to put them in a mesh bag, and you can be like Johnny Appleseed. The spores as you're walking around will be cast off, and you'll make more morels in the future. And it's everything in this show has a conservation angle to it. And so she's going to teach us how to cook morels and how to preserve them. And Earl, you got to try morel mushrooms, man. You don't know what you're missing.
So it's now in something like that with the morel mushrooms. Do a lot of people know about them, or is that still sort of like something that's good and tastes good and in the state, but maybe a lot of people don't know about it, like myself?
There are more people that know about it than you can realize. There are over 12 million mushroom pickers in the wild in this country. And a lot of them are right here in Michigan. Michigan is a hotbed for morel mushrooms. You know, Earl, they grow over in Baker Woodlot right here on the MSU campus. If you get in there at the right time, you can find them. In fact, people have tried to grow morels with some success, in a domestic variety. And there was some research going on here at MSU years ago, and it still may be going on, over in the greenhouses where they were growing morels for commercial purposes. But and you can buy them in the stores, but my gosh, a little 5-ounce package is going to cost you $25. They're very, very expensive. They're considered a real delicacy.
Okay, the time now is 20 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Nomination contests in Michigan and Arizona right around the corner, but not before another debate. Millions of dollars come and go in the super PACs, and President Obama celebrates the payroll tax cut extension deal at the White House. I'm Neil Conan. Political junkie Ken Rudin joins us with all that and more. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
A chance of light snow and light rain this afternoon, a high around 40, but we could see the temperatures slowly falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of light rain and snow, a low around 30. Cloudy for Thursday, a chance of rain and snow, highs in the lower 40s. Looking at Friday, cloudy, again a chance of light snow showers, a high in the mid-30s.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. If you want a chance to win tickets to the Saturday basketball game between Michigan State and Nebraska, give us a call at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. You can register for your chance to win tickets to MSU basketball. And also, we have some tickets to give away to the Outdoorama program up in Novi. If you want to go, just give us a call here at 353-5000. Tell us how many tickets you want to Outdoorama. That's coming up February 23rd to the 26th, and you can get some tickets to the Outdoor Rama program. Once again, 353-5000, area code 517. Tom, what about the we've had Milt Wilcox on here several times, so I know he's been a big, but he has a dog show.
He does. It's Ultimate Air Dogs. Details at ultimateairdogs.net. These are leaping labs and jumping boxers and everything. They're real canine athletes. And Milt sets up a big pond down there, and they have competition. And he allows the public to enter their animals. Again, you have to go through ultimateairdogs.net. He'll be doing daily seminars, and these dogs are tested for how far they can jump off a dock and how high they can leap from a sitting position. And I'll tell you what, some of these dogs go, well, I'm thinking of the long jumpers that hit 25, 26, 27 feet. There's some dogs that have gone that far. It's amazing. So Milt's always a real popular guy in the show. And again, that stuff's all free with admission. Hey, one other thing, too, I forgot to mention. We have a traditional skills expert in the show. And by this, I mean a guy who literally makes birch bark canoes the way Native Americans did for centuries. He will do demonstrations. His name's Jim Miller. He's out of Port Huron. He lives near Oscoda now. And Jim will be building a birch bark canoe. He'll show us how to start a fire by rubbing sticks together. He even tans animal hides using the brains of the animal, the way the Indians did, no chemicals, and lots more things like that, basket weaving and so forth. He's considered a real expert. Some of his props have been used in movies like The Indian in My Cupboard and Thunderheart. And he's often asked to go to Native American tribes in Oklahoma and as far as Alaska to teach them or reacquaint them with some of the skills that modern Native Americans have forgotten. So that's real exciting. He's real popular, and he always gets a big crowd around his booth all 4 days of the show.
Okay. Give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. And we're going to continue on. If any of you have questions about the Hunting and Fishing Show program, just give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And we are with you Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870. So just give us a call. Talk sports with us. Now, this is really good. I know a lot of people are very pleased with all the nonprofits in the program, in the show, because used to be far more on the commercial side, but now with all the nonprofits in there, that's really helping, and that's helping expand the show. That's probably bringing you a lot more a newer audience, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, Earl. And these nonprofits, you have a list there in front of you. I believe there's 40 of them altogether.
Yes.
And so you've got state and federal agencies. The DNR is in the show. Even the Ohio DNR comes up to this show. You have tourism groups. Kentucky tourism will be there. Ohio tourism, of course, Canada and Michigan. And then you have just a whole plethora of clubs, everything from Operation Injured Soldiers to the Isaac Walton League to, oh my gosh, just any conservation organization, will have some sort of representation. The Lake St. Clair Advisory Committee, for example, are in the show, and lots more. We do get a real broad group of people that come to this show. Bird watchers will come, animal photographers, and of course hunters and fishermen. The big attraction for hunters, I mean, there are many, but the one that nobody wants to miss is tomorrow night. It's Big Buck Night. And WKAR is a popular TV show, Michigan Outdoors. Host Jimmy Gretzinger and Jenny Olson will be at the show. Successful hunters tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. will bring in their big trophies and tell the stories behind how they collected those animals. And, of course, the cameras will be rolling because those become future episodes of Michigan Outdoors TV. So that's a big thing, and everybody looks forward to that.
Now, is there an emphasis on up north? Because, you know, a lot of us go up north for fun, but, you know, we don't know, a lot of people just don't know where to go, what to do. Is there an emphasis, or does anyone talk about the upper Michigan and what goes on in upper Michigan?
Right, yeah. Some of those nonprofits, Earl, are like the Newaygo County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Muskegon County folks will be there, Manistee and others from northern Michigan. There also is free admission to another show within the show, if you will, and this is the Cottage and Lakefront Living Show. So if you own a cottage or a cabin or somewhere up north or even in southern Michigan, you might want to come to the show because there's special seminars and features on that side of the building, and one ticket gets you into both events. So if you bought a ticket on that side, you can walk right in the Outdoorama free of charge and vice versa. They have stuff for kids, too. They've got a big beach area with a professional builder of sandcastles that'll be creating things all 4 days of the show, and the kids can get in there and help him, and it's a lot of fun. There's pails and, you know, scoops and shovels and toys, and it's always full of kids, just like it is at the real beach in the summer.
Hey, give us a call if you'd like some tickets to the Outdoorama program. Give us a call at 355-9527 or toll-free 877-952-7870. You can call us at 353-5000 for tickets to the program. That's Outdoorama coming up in Novi, February 23rd through the 26th. That's 353-5000, area code 517. So just call us up and, we'll give you some a pair of tickets or more with how many ever you'd like to have to the Outdoorama program. And we've been talking a lot about the hunting part. Let's talk a little bit more about the fishing part. Mm-hmm. As we know, I think we talked before on some of the fishing outlets. Now, do you basically know where the hot outlets or the hot spots to go or what are some of the best places to go to fish?
Well, I do, Earl. Yeah, I wrote books on that. You know, You've had me on a show years ago for that. A lot of people come to these shows, and particularly Outdoorama, because there are folks there that fish the local lakes and can give you chapter and verse real detailed information. For example, if anyone here is interested in the Detroit River fishing for walleye, you're going to want to talk to either Wayne Carpenter or Lance Valentine. They're both in the show. If you're a river fisherman, you want to know where to go in Michigan to catch brown trout, steelhead, brook trout, you want to talk to Jim Bedford. He's a retired DNR toxicologist who's written books on the subject. He's well known for river fishing, and he's right here from Lansing. He'll be at the show. If you're into bass angling, you want to catch a seminars on Friday only by Joe Thomas. Boy, now there's a guy who knows a lot about bass fishing. He's a professional tournament guide. And our walleyes, we've got Mark Martin. People call him Mr. Michigan Walleye. He's really an expert, and his seminars are multivisual. They're exciting, and these folks are all user-friendly. They'll answer any questions. You know, people sometimes get a little intimidated by fishing with all the sonar electronics, and you'll see those down there too. There's boats and motors for sale, but you know, it's fishing is still simple, Earl. It's still a hook, you know, a bobber and a sinker, and it can be just as simple as that, fishing off the dock in the summer, or it can be high tech with the triple digit horsepower bass boats and so forth and all the sophisticated electronics. And you get it all down there, and people will answer your questions. Muskie experts Don Miller, Mike Patiglio, and the legendary Bob Brunner. Bob is almost 90 now, and he's in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. He's from Utica. He first, Earl, can you imagine this? We were talking earlier about how long folks live. Bob Brunner caught his first northern pike from Lake St. Clair in 1929.
Wow.
And he's still guiding down there. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. It's a long time. And that's the thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, because say someone like me or some other people who just go to a lake and just throw out the, you know, the rod and reel or just throw it out there. Is there, in the books that you've written and other people have written, how can you tell if you're fishing at a good lake or not? Are there signs? Is there something you should look for when you're approaching the lake or approaching or getting around it? Are there tips in that area of this might be a good spot or a pretty good spot?
Well, a lot of people bring binoculars and they watch where other people are fishing. No, but seriously, Earl, I when I wrote those books, Fish Michigan, I went to the DNR and I found out where they were stocking and how many fish and what kind. And then I also looked at how they surveyed the lake, because public waters, those with public access, are surveyed periodically by the DNR fisheries biologists. They go out there with nets and they collect fish and then they measure and count and they know the growth rates. They know how healthy the fish are. And I would use that kind of information then to go focus on a lake. And then I would talk to bait and tackle dealers and guys coming up to the dock with stringers of panfish and get information. Where'd you get them? Oh, you know, well, over there. Yeah, well, tell me more, you know. Some of the lakes I would fish to, and I put that together. But see, lakes are like people. I mean, they grow up, they live, they die. And lakes change all the time. And what was a hot bluegill lake through the ice 2 years ago might be lousy this year. So you have to stay on top of it. And that's why these seminars are so cool, because these are guys that fish 250 days a year. They know where the big ones are.
Yeah, that's good. That's I know that's what all fishermen like to know, where the big ones are.
Always and always. And speaking of big ones, Earl, if any of your listeners have old fishing tackle, if they've got Grandpa or Uncle Eddie's tackle box squirreled away in the garage somewhere, pop that sucker open, especially if it's an old aluminum or steel tackle box, because there could be lures in there worth a lot of money. We've got a fellow named Terry McBurney who will appraise your old fishing lures and rods, reels, minnow buckets, anything involved with fishing. He's a total expert, kind of like that Antiques Roadshow that's so popular on PBS. He will appraise what you bring in, and he might even make an offer to buy it. So, you know, you can do that at the show, too. Just bring your old tackle box in, see what treasures might be hidden inside.
Okay. Well, we haven't discussed a lot about hunting going on, but as we mentioned earlier, it seems like they're doing more programs in teaching hunting and teaching hunting safety with kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mentioned the hunter safety course, which is open to youngsters on Saturday. It's no registration required. You do need, I'm told, though, to go to michigan.gov/DNR and look up the hunter safety information. I think there's a checklist or something, a preliminary form you may have to fill out. Anyway, bring that down Saturday from noon to 5, and you can get your hunter safety certification done right there one afternoon at the show, and you can get in the show free afterwards. It's open till 9 o'clock Saturday night. We also have on Saturday the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Huron Valley chapter, is going to hold a turkey calling contest. And so anybody out there who thinks they're pretty hot with a yelping or a box call for turkey, slate calls, mouth calls, bring them down, and we'll see just how good you are. It's a sanctioned event, and winners can go on to compete in the national calling competition, and I understand there's prizes, too. That's on Saturday. I don't know the time. Again, outdoorama.com. We'll have that information.
Okay. And give us a call if you want to go to Outdoorama. Give us a call at 353-5000, 353-5000, area code 517. We have tickets here to give away to you if you want to go to Outdoorama. Once again, 353-5000, area code 517. If you just want to give us a call, talk some things with us right here on WKAR with Outdoorama. Give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-952-7870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.com. www.michiganmedia.org. And Tom, we'll keep Tom for a few more minutes. Take your questions and comments. If you have a call, we'll only keep Tom for about three or four more minutes. So once again, give us a call right here on AM 870 355 9527 or toll free 877-957-8770. Talking about Outdoorama, and of course that's the thing that's very pleasing, Tom, with this seminars and all the things you're doing for kids and all the things that you're doing for hunting and for hunters with all the safety aspects, because as you know, hunting has sometimes takes a bad rap, so it's good that you're doing more things with the safety aspects of hunting and hunting safer.
Yeah, and the ethics of hunting, too, Earl. Being a good sport, giving the animals a fair chance, following the rules, of course, that's always emphasized at these seminars. We have two really good experts here from Michigan doing deer hunting seminars at Outdoorama. One of them is Fred Abbas. He's originally from Dearborn. He now lives in Houghton Lake. He's going to give daily seminars on mock scrapes, how to make mock scrapes. He calls it the most deadly strategy for hunting big whitetails. And then we have Tom Nelson, who's the host of Dead Down Wind's American Archer TV program. Tom lives in Grand Ledge, and he's taken more than 250 big game animals with bows and arrows. And he's going to talk about becoming the invisible archer. And so he'll be at Outdoorama as well. And then Saturday night, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Steve Francis from Country Smokehouse in Elmont is bringing in a freshly killed, probably a roadkill, whitetail, and he's going to demonstrate how to skin the animal, how to quarter the animal, butcher it, and prepare it for the freezer or the fry pan. And that's always an exciting seminar. A lot of people come to that. If you're in a habitat improvement on your property, you want to catch Paul Morrow. His Backyard Habitat Solutions seminars are all about making food plots for deer and other wildlife. And then if you're into bird dog training, you want to catch seminars by Mark Romanek on retriever training and Tim Fox on pointing dog training. And again, all those and all the details, outdoorama.com.
Okay, so give us a call, talk some sports with us right here on AM 870 355-9527 or toll free 877-957-870. And we have a question that's been called in. Let's see here. It says, the question is, how far were the jumping dogs jumping?
Well, I've seen them go 20 feet plus, Earl. I think at one time the record was 27 feet. It was a black lab that set that 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know that any dog has gone beyond that, but that's pretty far. It's really fun to watch these dogs. They get back at the end of a dock, and then on command, they leap just as far and as high as they can go.
And Moose's been at this for a long time, because I know we had him up here on the show about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. So he's been at this for a long time, training dogs. And it's like this is the thing that he's found he might like to do after he finishes his baseball career.
Yeah, you know? That's right. He's a busy guy. If you've met him, you know he's passionate and energetic. Anything Milt does, he does in a big way. He lives in Florida now, but he comes up to Michigan. If you miss him at the Outdoorama tomorrow through Sunday, you can catch him in Grand Rapids March 15 to 18 at the Ultimate Sport Show.
Okay. Well, Tom, it's been a pleasure having you with us today and talking the hunting, fishing, and telling us about the Outdoorama program. And once again, it's February 23rd to the 26th in Novi. Give us a call, 353-5000, area code 517, if you want to go to the Outdoorama. But thank you, Tom, and we appreciate all the information you've given us.
Well, you're welcome. Great to see you, Earl.
Good to see you, too. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Timothy Messer Cruz is a bit of an expert on Chicago's Haymarket riot. Literally, he wrote the book on it. But when he tried to correct an inaccuracy in Wikipedia's entry on the subsequent trial, his efforts were repeatedly rebuffed. I'm Neil Conan, weighing truth on Wikipedia, plus the Oscar-nominated Undefeated, next Talk of the Nation, from NPR News.
And that was Talk of the Nation, coming up at 3 o'clock, right here on AM 870 WKAR.
For the rest of the day, look for mostly cloudy skies and a chance of light snow and light rain, a high around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, a continuing chance of light rain and snow, a low around 30 degrees. Cloudy for Thursday, a chance of rain and snow, highs in the lower 40s. And then looking at Friday, cloudy again, a chance of light snow showers, highs in the mid-30s.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, let's bring in Steve Morgan, talk a little bit of health and physical fitness. And Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, we got combine coming.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All these kids.
Combines, and we got 7 weeks for our New Year's resolution, people. And time to change some things up, get some measurements, you know, planning and for spring and summer events. A lot going on right now.
You know, one of the things I've made up my mind doing this program, we're going to eliminate mentioning diet because people always seem to take that in a negative tone. So what we'll do is from time to time, we'll just talk about eating healthy, eating the good things, and maybe not overdoing it, but we'll eliminate that diet segment from the program.
We'd ever call it diet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Someone mentioned that to you, or?
Yeah, well,
I know where your negative connotation. I know it has a negative connotation, but
yes.
At some point in time, people have to call it what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you can beat around the bush only so long before the bear comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? and that's from a youper I just met the other day out there at a basketball camp, and he dropped one of those youperisms on me. it made a lot of sense to me. And mm-hmm. That's what people do a lot of times in fitness. They don't want to call it what it is. Remember a long time ago, Earl, we said that walking wasn't exercise?
Right.
And people, they went, oh, they got all in a hissy fit. Mm-hmm. And they didn't understand what we were talking about. Is that if you're doing this correct, the fact that you're burning a little calories without increasing your intensity, at some point you're going to stagnate. And then your mm-hmm. calorie intake, regardless of what it will be stored as fat. Because the energy is not in any excess of what you're doing. And so once people start to understand, a lot of my friends in particular, you know, they understood what I meant by that. But some people just, you know, anything to not exercise.
Right.
And that's those are the people we eventually want to keep reaching, though, because you got to get up and get moving.
Oh, that's true. We say that all the time. You just need to do something. Do anything. Do something. Get started for sure. I guess getting started is the hardest part, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, for those people that have had the New Year's resolutions, I mean, they're 7 weeks into it. So now we're talking about, can you sustain? We need them to continue. So those people, you know, it's time to change something. You need to add or subtract either an exercise. You need to add or subtract a workout. You need to vary your workout instead of maybe cycling indoors as the weather begins to get better. Try to find an area where you can cycle along a trail or path, a place where you don't have as much traffic. Pick your walking pace up. If you've been walking a mile in 12 minutes, you know, try to drop that thing down to around, you know, 11 minutes or 10 minutes. But vary it right now. That's really important for those that have been on this resolution kick in terms of fitness and health and wellness. It's time to change something to reward yourself so that you will then, you know, intrinsically be motivated to continue to follow the program.
Okay. Well, we got a caller on the line for you. Let's go to the phones. And I think you may know this caller. Coach V, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Earl. How you doing, man?
Okay.
Coach V.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Man, we're hanging in there. We're trying to get it done.
Man, I just want everybody to know, man, Steve Morgan is that guy, man. He's if you got a young athlete that needs some training, man, they need to come and check out Steve Morgan. I have a question for you, Steve.
Okay.
I hear a lot about balance, man, a lot about balance and balance in the pie, you know what I mean, between,
mm-hmm.
between, you know, working out and not working out. I want you to dispel the myth, because what you do with our athletes is incredible, man. People talking about, well, they shouldn't be lifting during the season and they shouldn't be doing this and that. I want you to go ahead and speak on getting the guys ready for lifting during the season and getting the guys in the off season. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Absolutely, Coach. And you have a good day today. I'm going to get right on that.
Okay, thanks, man. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. See, yeah. I mean, Carlton, that's Carlton Valentine.
That's a really good point. It's a really good point. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of hearsay out there about, you know, in particular with basketball and other skill-related athletes, that they should not continue to train as hard during the season as they were in the off season. And with the combine coming up, I think you can see how important strength and conditioning is. I don't know if you had an opportunity to take a look at the new facility out there at Athletes Performance inside the L.A. Staples out there. But, you know, athletes who do not train year-round are athletes that fall behind, and they're more susceptible to injuries. You prepare the organism, you know, for a simple season of maybe 35, 34 games, somewhere in there, if they go all the way. But in all actuality, we're preparing them for the off season as well. Our guys are actually looking forward to what they're doing in the off season as this season winds down on a periodic table that I set forward to them. It's called a periodization model. And so right now we're almost into what we call our third phase of training on our year-round cycle. So the games, for example, we trained in the morning prior to games. That's not unheard of, but for a lot of people around here at the high school level, that's something that they don't do. But understanding the organism and the athlete and what the athlete has done in the off season prepares you as a trainer to continue to vary the phases to elicit either more size, or you're looking for different speed, agility, or quickness. It depends on what you're looking for throughout the season. But with our people, we're looking at always injury prevention, and keeping them healthy, watching their weight throughout the season, because weight is an indication of calories in and calories out for athletes. And when weight starts to drop, they're more susceptible to injuries, my experience has taught me in the last 20 years. So we try to keep a close eye on our guys. And in order to do that, you have to train with them all year round. You can't just train with them for a couple months.
Okay. Got another caller for you. We got Clark on the line. Clark, how you doing?
Hello, Howard.
Hey, Clark.
What?
Hey, you got a question?
Yes, sir. I got a question. I have a kid that's he's got a fair amount of speed, but he's thin. And I'm wondering, how do you get weight on a kid and still preserve that speed that he has without slowing him down?
Absolutely. We deal with it all the time. The first thing to do is, nutritionally speaking, take a look at calories in. You're going to have a surplus of calories in for the kid to actually continue to gain weight. And we're not talking about fat weight or just excess water weight. In approximately a month's time, a good athlete, a thin athlete, can look at gaining anywhere between 3 to 5 pounds of lean body mass if the calories coming in are balanced in terms of the macronutrients with regards to protein, fats, and carbs. There's some shifting that has to be done more towards protein and carbs. Obviously, carbs for energy, protein for rebuilding. But looking at good essential fats coming from omega-3, omega-6, and avoiding some saturated fats that are contained in a lot of the normal bulk up foods. So it's really balancing out those macronutrients and making sure that there's a surplus of calories in that individual's day at the end of the day.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Steve, a couple of very good questions we got started out today. Usually we get them, you know, right near the end, but we got a good start on a question today from
I wanted to go Coach Valentine's question statement, actually, is really right on point, because we deal with this all the time at the collegiate level, at the professional level, when we do get when we're lucky enough to have professional athletes come in and train with us. It's always a learning experience, and I don't want people at home to think that there's one plan that you can apply to every athlete. And that's why experience is so key in what I do. I've made mistakes in the past with athletes, and we've learned from those, and now we don't make those same mistakes. And so that keeps us ahead of the curve, the training curve, for sure.
Now, what about guys? Some people get in a rut in their training, Steve. You know, they do the same thing day in and day out every day, and then they'll start slacking off. But what do you say to people? How should they change their routine so they don't get in a rut, and so they'll enjoy going to the gym every day?
Well, you got to find what motivates you. If you're training for performance. And performance is the end result is what you're looking for. Anything to legally to enhance that athlete should be committed to do. So if that means, you know, doing front squats today, if that means we're running the hill today, it's irrelevant because the end result is that I want performance. You know, legally, and not doing anything dirty, not cheating, you know, not cutting my teammates off in line. To show the coach I want to do an extra one. Staying where you're supposed to, following instructions, not looking for performance-enhancing, substances of any sorts. You know, not cheating. You know, staying the course. And if you're truly an athlete that has a vision that you want to play collegiately or you want to do well at high school, then that's something intrinsically that has to come from you. You shouldn't care about the exercises. That's the least of your worries.
Okay. Give us a call. Talk sports with us, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Talking health and physical fitness with Steve Morgan. So give us a call with a question or two right here on AM 870 WKAR. Steve, we talked about earlier about the eating habits, and that's another. As you know, I struggle with that from time to time, as does a lot of people, of changing their eating habits or just trying to eat right or stay on the straight and narrow, as we say. Sometime, is there anything you can tell folks that what can they do? What tips can they do just to stay on the straight and narrow, not stray?
They need to work out. They need to train. That's the first and foremost. I don't see people training properly first.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about food, and
yes.
they're getting this the grapefruit diet. They want this diet. They don't even work out.
Yeah.
They're not even working out. So what difference is it going to make? You're not going to diet for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to work out at some point. It's a calorie in versus a calorie out expenditure equation. That's why, you take a Michael Jordan who was feasting at McDonald's and having Big Macs and other things and fried chicken, and he was ripped to the bone. Calorie in versus calorie out. If we're talking wellness, sure, you don't want fried foods. We've talked about that and beaten that up till we're blue in the face, and every article in the newspaper says the same thing, you know, over and over again. You know, people need to train. That's the difference. People that train look fit. They sweat. Okay, they get rid of toxins. They don't take shortcuts. You don't crave crummy foods when you train. You want foods that are good. You healthy. So training is the key. That is your fountain of youth and strength training. You know, don't just go out and run a mile. You need to get stronger, or else that mile is going to hurt you.
Oh, so true. That's what we all have to do. Get a little bit stronger, and stay healthy, eat right. As we say, eat right. But that coincides, though. I mean, you have to eat right and exercise at the same time, don't you?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, if we're talking, there's different. Remember, we've talked about this on the show. There's different categories and classifications of fitness. And then that's the problem with the people's perception. They think that, an athlete shouldn't have a pizza. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're having a pizza, they'll say. You know, well, that athlete is going to blow down 3,000 calories. Okay? But if a businessman sits down and he's 260, 5'9", and he hasn't trained in 2 years, he's going to have another pizza. Well, he's just tacking on to the eventual doom.
Yeah.
He's just tacking on to obesity. He's not going to burn those calories off. He's not going to do anything with that. It's going to sit, and it's going to be stored as fat.
Okay.
So, I mean, you have to look at what you're after and what your goals are individually. You really need to do that. And as and for our listeners, and we've talked about that before, get your measurements checked. The last thing I want to leave you, get your measurements checked for your New Year's resolution people and people that are embarking upon starting an exercise program. Have some base point of where you're beginning. Okay, so you know how to motivate yourself. And first of all, it can come through the numbers because those are going to change instantly.
Okay, Steve, we got one more question for you. We have Andrea on the line. Andrea, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hey.
I was hoping that you could offer some insight or lend an opinion about the efficacy or long-term staying power on training methods such as like the new CrossFit that's really big right now, where the focus is not so much on the technical aspects of safety, but rather, you know, as many reps as you can do in a set amount of time.
Sure. Once again, CrossFit is, for those of you who are listening, CrossFit is a relatively new venture. It's hit the scene now. They just enjoyed their fifth year anniversary of their formal national convention in which a champion is crowned, and they have a CrossFit national champion, and I do believe they have a CrossFit international champion. You can go to the website or Google CrossFit Fitness. And it's basically total body training taken to the extreme. Back in the day, it was called high-intensity training, and a lot of the strength conditioning coaches at the universities who employed high-intensity training. They did it with machines. CrossFit is being done with body weight. Some dumbbells are used and employed. Some bands are employed. Some tires, some chains. There's other alternative methods of external resistance is being used instead of just the conventional dumbbell, a conventional machine. So it's really attractive. And it's normally rolled out in a small studio because they're popping up all over. They're franchised. No, I'm sorry, they're not franchised. You buy into the system of cross training, and you have to go through your certifications and things of this nature to have a cross training gym. So it has a grassroots appeal and the staying power, I believe. Once they get rid of some of the dangerous things in it and it becomes more heavily regulated, it's going to have a really good staying power because it has the sport of fitness is now going to have a face. And that's not going to just be laying down and bench pressing. It's not going to just be squatting or going to be doing Olympic lifts or bodybuilding even. It's going to be an average person, a person that's just a businessman. Anyone can do CrossFit if you start at the beginning and get good training.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Steve, it's always a pleasure talking with you. As we see, got a lot of people interested in calling in today. Hopefully we'll see more people calling in and just talking health and physical fitness with us.
Oh, no, all the time, and thanks for having me once again. And, Earl, you know, we're over that 15-year mark, man.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know that.
Oh, yeah, and that's
for
right.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to tell folks of the new site, new location.
Okay, it's on our website at MaximumAthleticPerformance.us. We're at 821 East Kalamazoo now in Lansing, Michigan. And we're also inside of the new Lakeside Academy on Old M78. We'll be open there hopefully by the second week of March. That's the MAP Academy. That's where we're doing teams, homeschool teams, and mostly young kids. We do have some personal trainers, and we always have the dietitian available.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll talk to you a little bit later, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's Steve Morgan talking health and physical fitness. You've been listening to AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. We come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock on WKAR. Tomorrow our guest will be former Michigan State Athletic Director Clarence Underwood. Join us. You're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.